Okay, this is part Gimel in Hilchos She'elah Fikadon. Continuing halachas has to do with cases of borrowing. Halacha Aleph, v'shol separ mechavera. Let's say a person borrows a cow from somebody else. V'shol cholo, what do you call it? And he sends it to him. Hamasho, meaning the lender sends it to him. Biad b'no, biad shlucho, biad avdo. He sends it to him in the hands of his son or his messenger or his servant. Afil v'shol cholo, biad b'no, biad avdo, biad shlucho, shol sholo. Even if he sent it to the messenger, the son, etc., of the borrower, this is the key. The animal dies prior to getting to the domain of the borrower. The borrower is off the hook. Let's say the borrower makes a request of sending it with his son, with my son, in his words, etc., or with your servant, etc. Or let's say the borrower said, the lender said, or the lender specifies exactly who he's sending it with, for instance, his son or the borrower's son. Varmalo shoel shloch, and the borrower says, send it, v'shalcho mesa v'derech. And in that case, again, due to the specific instructions of either the lender or the borrower, the animal dies in the way, harei zechayev, so then the borrower's on the hook. Shakalo mashal b'yad avdo knani. Now, let's say the lender sent it in the hands of a non-Jewish servant, api shamalo shoel shloch, even if the borrower said, send it with him, umesa, and the animal dies on the road, pater, v'ay neshi yado ki adrabo, because his hand, so to speak, is an extension of his master, and it has not yet left the domain of the lender. Halacha base. So let's say the person borrowing it says, hit it with the stick, and then it will come from you. And the lender did so. So then the borrower is not on the hook for it. Ad shetikanis or shuson until it gets into its domain. But if it dies on the road, he is exempt. So too at the hour where the borrower returns it to the owners, if he sent it with someone else, and it died prior to getting into the domain of the lender, if he's on the hook, because it's still in the responsibility of the borrower. But if it was sent with the intent of the lender, or someone else, who mason dies in the way, and then it's public. Let's say it was returned with the person's the borrower's non-Jewish servant. Even if the lender said send it, in Mesa Baderach, if it died on the road back to him, Chayev, he's on the hook. Shiada Evik Rabo, as we've seen, the servant is considered an extension of the master. And hasn't yet left the domain of the borrower. Vedvar Morin, what does this apply? It only applies when the borrower returns it during the time it was lent out. Let's say he returned it after the days of borrowing were over. Areza pater in Mesa Baderach, he's exempt if it dies in the road. Sha'achar Yimei Shalta Yatsa Medin Sheila, because after the time that was set up for borrowing is no longer considered a borrower. He could shomer sachar. Now he's considered like a paid watchman. The peacock different Nishvesa Mesa, as I've seen before, by a paid watchman. If the animal gets injured or dies in the way, Achar Yimei Shalta, after the days of borrowing were over, pater v'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh. Halacha Gimel. Hashol para mechavero. Let's say a person, what do you call it? A person borrows a cow from someone else. Shala chatziyam v'sarcha chatziyam. Shala hayam v'sarcha lamachar. So let's say the case, for instance, is what do you call it? And you'll see there's a claim that's going to be made from one to the other. But let's say lend it for half today, rent for half, or lend it for borrow it for one day and then rent it for the other day, or borrow one and rent one. And then it dies, and one of the two dies, okay? Meaning in the third case, he lending and renting two, and one dies. Hamash omer sh'ula mesa, b'yom sh'aysa sh'ula mesa, b'sha sh'aysa sh'ula mesa. V'ashomer omer en yodea. So let's say the claim by the lender is, hey, the one that you borrowed died, for instance, or at the time that it was being borrowed to you. Not, let's say, the time it was renting. V'ashomer omer, but the borrower says, en yodea, I don't know which one happened. Osha omer sh'ula. Or the borrower says, Schur Mesa Biyom Shaisa Schura, Mesa Bisha Shahisa Schura, Mesa. So let's say the borrower says, no, it died on the time I was renting it, not the time I was borrowing it. And the lender says, I'm not sure. Osha Omar Zeh Eni Yodea Vizel Mar Eni Yodea. Let's say neither of them know. Hamotu La Raya. So what do you call it? So ultimately, the person making the claim has got to bring the proof. Lo Haisa Shon Raya. If there's no proof substantiating the claim, Yushaba Socher Ala Schur Shemesa, Osha Eni Yodea Viftar. Then the renter, right, has to make a shua on the fact that it died when he was renting it, or that he doesn't know and he's exempt. Zelmor shu'ula v'zelmor schura. And let's say the one claims that the ox that was borrowed died, the other one say the animal was rented died. Yushaba shomer al schura shemesa kadarka kamoshatan v'gagol lov shesura shemesa. So then he makes the regular shua, the Shavuos Gilgal, that he rented the animal in order and the way that it was normally meant to be rented out, and therefore he would be exempt from paying. And finally, Halacha Dalet, Hishulo Shtei Paros Chatzei Yom B'Sheilo V'Chatzei Yom B'Zgiras. So let's say a person borrows two cows from someone else, borrowing them for half a day, and let's say renting them for the other half, and they die. Hamashal Omer B'Zman HaSheilo Mesa. So the lender says they died at the time that it was borrowed. V'Hala Omer Achas Mesa B'Zman HaSheilo V'Acheres Ein Yodea. But the borrower says no. Well, the guy watching it, and sorry, in this case, says no. One of them died when it was being borrowed. The other one died when I'm not sure. Since he can't make a shvuah, in this case, he has to pay for both. Let's say he let again to him, gave him three cows, two borrowed, one rented. The lender can say he can say the two borrowed ones are the ones that died. The borrower says no. Vadai, the one that was barred for sure died. But the second one died, he's not sure. Ima shula acheres. So in such a case, what do you call it? The watchman can't. In both cases, he can't make a shvuah. I mean, since in either case, he has to say he doesn't know. Yishalom v'shtayim, he's got to pay for both. Hilchos tomei nitan, and later on, Hilchos tomei nitan, yizbara din zeh. This halacha will be explained more. Chiyotzebo mikolt unin, from all types of claims. That you can't make a shvuah for, but kates mishalom, how you pay for it, ma'izatam heim mishalom, what the rationale is for them to pay back instead of when they can't take an oath. Okay, that ends Parak Gimel, and we'll continue with Parak Daled next time.